المريخ أصنع تاريخ وأشوف الكون بستناني تاني وأنا جنب النجوم في واقع تاني تاني أنا بس بدي أكون صريح بس بدي أعيش مرتاح بس بدي أكون مبسوط بس
You just heard the newest Bashar Murad, Nefes. Before that, you heard Palestinian-Canadian musician Nemesis with Immigrant's Tale. Last October, Nemesis shared online that her label had dropped her after she expressed pro-Palestinian stances on social media. I'm Leslie, here on 90.1 FM, CJSF. This is Typically Tuesdays. And it's been a really long time since I've done pretty much fully scripted show. So I do apologize if throughout most of the program I sound a little bit like a robot or, you know, without many emotions. But I figured for an episode that was as discussion heavy as this and as serious as this, I needed some way to stay on track. So if you are one of those strange people who are charmed by my constant umming and ahhing, this week may not be the best for you, but it should be, because today in action for the global strike for a ceasefire in Gaza, which is happening this week, January 21st to 28th, I'm talking about how cartoonists around the world are showing solidarity with Palestine. Now, I'm doing this in an effort to share just one way in which art plays its role in times of global crisis, and just one way for maybe you're also an illustrator or a painter or an artist of some kind, how you might also be able to show up for Gaza. Before the music break, I had shared about the icon for the inspiration, Handala, the cartoon character created by Palestinian political cartoonist Naji Al Ali. Handala represents the resistance and struggle of Palestinians. His back turned to the audience, his image became iconic around the world, especially in the past 100 plus days during the genocide of Gaza. Last year, in November, Italian small-time publisher Eris Edizioni published a poster depicting 80 Italian cartoonists' own characters with their backs turned to the audience. 104 original characters stand beside Handala in this image, demanding for an immediate permanent ceasefire. This poster inspired Japanese artists Tokushige Kawakatsu, Mariko Matsushita, and Zore Miha to begin the social media campaign with Handala. This campaign called for Japanese artists to show their demand for an immediate permanent ceasefire. Original characters have been posted all over social media since the campaign started in December, and prominently on Twitter, I'm not calling it X, Twitter, with the hashtag with Handala. Originally, the campaign called for only those living in Japan to take part, but now artists all over the world have followed suit to create their own versions. So I want you to think about this, right? What was originally an image of a solitary character representing the experiences of a colonized people. So solitary, in fact, when you look at the original Handala cartoons, very often, as I mentioned before, he is one small lone figure facing a grotesque, huge caricature of corruption or state violence or Zionism or colonization. What was just one solitary character now sees many others standing alongside him. And I think it's really cool that these supporting characters explicitly represent artists as individuals and not anything else. They are depicted as Italian cartoonist Francesca Grimandi writes in her Instagram post about this poster, quote, characters without flags, unquote. I feel like this is such a powerful move of collective consciousness, and I'll explain why. As I've learned from my research, past recreations of Handala have not really honored Ali's thesis, and in fact have appropriated the image. There are murals that depict Handala embracing a cartoon character representing Zionism in both Tel Aviv and Bethlehem. The mural is called The Peace Kids. And okay, you look it up, okay? When I read into it, didn't seem to have been painted with troll nor satirical intentions. Rather, it seemed to be a genuine capital L, take the L, liberal call for peace without the understanding of the nuances of colonization and oppression. And as I understand the Palestinian struggle, though, of course, I am no expert. I think, at the very least, this mural would have made Al-Ali turn in his grave endlessly. And so I bring this example to attention because I think it's important to understand, especially this week when we are doing the global strike to call for an immediate permanent ceasefire. It's important to understand what that is actually demanding. What is the ceasefire demanding? It is not simply a call for peace. Of course, that's a big part of it. But rather, it is an acknowledgement and condemnation to the destruction that Israel has left in Gaza. It is to hold a colonial state and its allies accountable for this relentless destruction, and is the first step to ending the occupation of Palestine. Just think about it. All right, more than 100 days, or I think we're about the 110 mark by the time this broadcast comes up. Thousands slaughtered, thousands wounded, injured, left disabled. Thousands more being killed by starvation and disease, and we are witnessing day after day journalists narrowly surviving bombings, relentless bombings, and very often targeted attacks on these journalists. And I'll remind you again of what I talked about early this episode. 36 of 36 hospitals in the Gaza Strip are now out of commission due to targeted attacks by the Israel occupation forces. It is undeniable When we see systemic killings of civilians dying from being deprived of basic human necessities such as safe shelter, medical aid, and access to food and water. And there are targeted assaults on medical centers, which now all cease to exist. This, of course, is all on top of those being violently killed in airstrikes and bombings. We are witnessing genocide. In standing with Handala, these artists, not the people who painted the Peace Kids, but the artists who participated in the poster project and with Handala campaign, they acknowledge who Handala is. They acknowledge who Naji El Ali was and who Palestinians are. Their characters, if fictional, are no longer bound by fiction, but interact with the real world and tell their readers to not forget about Gaza. And if these characters are supposed to be biographical or autobiographical, their appearance with Handala reasserts their author's life experiences of being witness to what is happening in Gaza. And I feel very moved by that. What a powerful way to show resistance and solidarity, to condemn genocide and complicity. And I just think it's really cool that something that so many people think are so simple, such as cartoons, can tell the world that a ceasefire needs to happen. Now, immediately, permanently. And with that, here is more music, new from Tutard, Look Me in the Eyes.
Solidarity's being bent.
We're back on Typically Tuesdays. I'm Leslie. You just heard the Daughters of Jerusalem with Gaza. The lyrics were originally written by Palestinian musician Sahel Khoury, who also leads the Daughters of Jerusalem. In action for this week's Global Strike for Gaza, I've been talking about Handala, a character representing Palestinian resistance, his creator, Najia El Ali, and the actions of solidarity that are artists around the world have been doing by creating images of their own characters standing with Handala. I first read about the With Handala campaign in an Al Jazeera post on Instagram, and it really struck me and stayed with me throughout the week after I had read about it, because it reminded me about why art is so important in times of global crisis and struggle against oppressive forces. In what ways can art engage with people's consciousness? How can art rouse people into action? It is to tell stories, to tell truths, to touch the hearts of people, and to preserve presence and demand acknowledgement of existence. Art forces its audience to create, inspire, and talk about it. So let us keep talking about Handala and Najia El Ali and all of the other Palestinian artists whose spirits refuse to be crushed by apartheid, state violence, colonization, and imperialism. They are our heroes. Let us honor their will and stand with them. And as I wrap up the show today, I want to give a shout to those who are also striking. Let's do our best. I also want to give a final push to encourage you, if you haven't joined this action yet, to do so. There are many ways to show up in solidarity with Gaza, and I encourage you to explore as many options as you can. Please keep boycotting and calling and emailing your government representatives and Trudeau. Be relentless about these calls and these emails, I swear. It is not too late to do so. Let's keep our eyes on Gaza. Let's push towards that permanent ceasefire, the end of the siege on Gaza, and let's push forward to a free Palestine. One of the ways As well, I think that you can participate in actions for Palestine is to stay engaged with news coming out from there. Read Al Jazeera, tune into videos shared by Bisan, Mutaz, Palestia, Hind, and many more. To follow what Human Rights Watch groups around the world are saying about the humanitarian disaster in Gaza and how the world is navigating South Africa's case invoking the Genocide Convention against Israel at the International Court of Justice. And I believe as of this weekend, Indonesia has also decided to raise a case against Israel at the ICJ as well, which is hooray for Indonesia. I encourage you to listen to Democracy Now! You can catch that here on 90.1 FM every weekend from 11 to 12. Let's stay engaged. Let's keep up with the news. Let's do our best. One last song for you this week. I promised classic songs of resistance and solidarity. Well, I have approximately one for you by Palestinian Swedish band Kofia. Lange leve Palestina was released in the 1970s during a time in Sweden when Kofia frontman George Totari recalls, quote, more Zionist than Israel, unquote. Sung in both Arabic and Swedish, Totari wanted to tell the story of his country to Swedes, and eventually the band became really popular among leftists in Sweden in that decade later on, and so Swedes would sing the song at anti-war, anti-apartheid, pro-labor protests. You may have heard Lange leve Palestina on social media or in your circles recently, and you're going to hear it again now. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I'll talk to you real soon. Long live Palestine.
I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
You're listening to CJSF.